Today, you are participating in the empowerment of Jepa Doje He Vajra Kur Rigdu. And this is bestowed upon you in two sections. First is the preparatory, and second is the actual main empowerment. And main empowerment you will receive this afternoon. And Jepa Dorje, now you have received two related empowerment already, and this is the third one. And generally in Vajrayana Buddhism, there is no deity or no transmission that are not related with all the other lineages, such as Nyingma, Gedu, Sacha, etc. And for example, with the Jepa Dorje, this is also a very important deity in Sacha lineage as well. And for Marpakaju, this is the main deity of the Nada Marpa Lotsawa. And when Marpa Lotsawa dissolved into a Paranirvana, his main concert and the beginning, Dhammema, transformed into the Dhammema of the He Vajra, and Marpa himself transformed into He Vajra, and the surrounding, the environment, transformed into He Vajra Mandala. And this way, the great Marpa Lotsawa, enlightened master Marpa Lotsawa, dissolved into Paranirvana. I'd like to say a few things about Marpa Lotsawa in English, very important, I think, because now the Dharma is spreading. As I told you yesterday, I don't believe it is the fastest growing religion, etc., etc., etc. You know, that is, I think, far-fetched, because where the Vajrayana come from is Tibet, and our population is about 6 million, and how many of us are truly understanding Vajrayana, I don't know. So that way is a little bit, how do you say, looking at your thumb close to your eye. So if you hold your thumb close to your eye, this is bigger than the whole universe, you know. And if you keep it at arm's length, it's not that big. So sometimes we are very good at holding our thumbs at our next to our eyes. And of course, when I have problem with my eye, you know, I always hold thumbs on my eye. And anyway, in Vajrayana Buddhism, the translation is a very important thing, because what our great masters like Guru Padmasambhava, and before Guru Padmasambhava, all the great Dharma kings of Tibet, they all have done was translation. But translating the sacred text from Sanskrit to Tibetan, that is very important. But today's translation of ordinary conversation and the translation of the sacred Dharma is totally too different. Because ordinary conversation, how are you? How is your eye, you know, and all that sort of thing, it is not that important. And that it does not require transmission of blessing. It does not require transmission of wisdom, just kind of communication. Even you can translate the barking of a dog. When a dog barks, you listen it from your room, a dog is barking outside. But you can translate whether dog is barking because of being afraid, or dog is barking because of dog is hungry, or dog is barking because dog is angry, or dog is barking because dog is happy. You can somehow translate. You know from the sound, you know from the from the feeling, the kind of the texture of the sound itself, so you know how, why dog is barking. And this regular conversation translation is like that. I'm not saying everybody is a dog, but dogs are also like, us sentient beings. And when dog is barking, it is talking actually, believe it or not. And when it comes to the Dharma translation, then it is totally different thing. Because it is transmission of the lineage, transmission of the blessing, transmission of the wisdom, the primordial wisdom. And now, today's translation, all of us, people like me, and all the other translators who know a little bit of English, I'm talking about Tibetan translators, and also the Westerners who know a little bit of Tibetan, and just translating in a kind over a cup of coffee, translating over a cup of coffee. Just have a cup of coffee on your table and translating and drink a little sip and have a little sip and go on translating and thinking about all kinds of things and all sorts of regular worldly things. And that way, does it equal to the translation of Mbarotam? Does it equal to the translation of Marvalotam? You know, I don't think so. Because Berotana, Marpalotawa, all these great translators are enlightened. They are not just a professional translator. They are not just a linguist. But they are enlightened. Therefore, their translation have the full blessing. Their translation have the full lineage. And it is very different from a professional translator. I'm not saying there is no enlightened translators in Tibetan. I'm not saying there's no enlightened translators in foreigner. When I say foreigner, I mean non-Tibetan. No, it's actually you. For you, I'm foreigner. And for me, you're foreigner. It doesn't mean anything. It just means a kind of convenient ways to describe one another. And I'm not saying there isn't enlightened translator, but of course, I can't lie, I shouldn't lie, especially for such an important matter. Therefore, I tell you that honestly, that maybe it is lack of my sacred outlook, I don't see translators enlightened like Berotana or enlightened like Marpalotawa. I don't see them. So that way it is very important for us to know this, and with that then we try our best to be humble as possible. No, I'm talking in English, the sacred Dharma, but I should be very humble in my heart, because unless I'm enlightened like Marpa or enlightened like Narottana, how can I equal to their translation? You know, my translation definitely needs lots of blessing on top of it. It has to be consecrated. Otherwise, it is just like translating "How are you?" So that is one thing I wanted to say, especially to all of you who are learning Dharma and who are also translating. You should go on translating, but you should not presume that your translation have the equal blessing of all these great enlightened translators of the past. You should not presume, unless you are equal to them. So, I'm not saying to anybody else, I'm saying to all of you here who considers somehow some kind of Dharma relation with me, disciple or something, you know. What others think is up to them, and I have no authority to comment on their status and their perception. If this, what I'm saying here, is helpful to them, I only appreciate. But if it offends anybody, then I withdraw, just like a snail, you know. A snail is very good at withdrawing tortoise is very good at withdrawing, so I withdraw. But for those of you who trust me, I will not withdraw. So that is the one thing I wanted to say.